Seven Democrats running to be Maryland's next governor took part in a forum at Goucher College in Towson last week. The high cost of college tuition, the Me Too movement, and protecting the environment were among the issues that the attending students raised. WYPR's John Lee reports that it's a challenge for young people to be heard when they traditionally do not turn out in large numbers to vote.
Ashley Alward is a senior at Goucher, majoring in political science. She wants to run for office one day. When she opened the forum at the Unger Athenaeum, Alward wanted the candidates to know something about young voters.
Contrary to popular opinion, we do care about issues far greater than the legalization of marijuana.
And she ticked off a few, such as student debt and jobs. But according to the U.S. Census Bureau, fewer than a quarter of young people in Maryland voted in the 2014 midterm elections. Alward says candidates should connect with voters her age on social media and offer specifics because they really do care about issues. So here are some. Students wrote the questions the candidates were asked. When it comes to sexual harassment and abuse, Krish Vignaraja, the only woman in the race, said more women need to be in positions of power.
In a state as progressive and cosmopolitan as Maryland, out of 14 federal and statewide offices, so 8 congressmen, 2 senators, the lieutenant governor, governor, attorney general, and comptroller, all 14 positions are filled by men.
Vignaraja was then First Lady Michelle Obama's policy director. Several of the candidates talked about the need to relieve students of college debt. And Jim Shea, who was chairman of the University System of Maryland Board of Regents, tied debt relief to voting.
We need new leaders. We need you to come forward. We need you to vote this time. Vote for any of us, but be sure you vote. And civic engagement, along with the erasure of your debt, would be a perfect way to get started on that.
Alec Ross, who was an advisor to Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State, said the environment is under assault from the administration of President Donald Trump. Ross said Maryland's Attorney General should have all the money he needs to take legal action.
That contests every piece of crack-smoking, crazy anti-environmental policy that comes out of the Trump administration.
The students who attended the Goucher Gubernatorial Forum are politically motivated, but across campus, sophomore Olivia Robertson, who was manning the box office at Kroshauer Auditorium, says the 2018 election is not exactly the talk of the campus.
No one from school that I know has brought it up at all, almost.
So how do candidates reach those students? In part of his pitch, candidate Ben Jealous dropped U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders' name. Jealous co-chaired Sanders' presidential campaign in Maryland. He also has the senator's endorsement in the race for governor. Jealous says the number one issue for young voters is turning out more young voters.
Young people are often cut out of the equation when it comes time to make bills, to push forward. And you need to understand that they can insert themselves, they have the power to insert themselves into the equation.
Goucher political science professor Malia Cromer says they are an elusive vote.
If one candidate could actually figure out the magic metric to get young people to vote, that candidate would win.
Cromer says candidates still need to try to reach out to young voters. She calls them a sleeping giant. The other candidates at the forum were Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz, State Senator Richard Maddaleno, and Ralph Jaffe. Prince George's County Executive Rushurin Baker did not attend. The Democratic primary is June 26th. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.